Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Bambi Zazambi podcast. Let me introduce my my fellow friends. I'm Luke.
I'm Josh.
I'm Aiden.
I'm Zachary.
And this is the Bambi Zazambi podcast. Love to have you here. Today we're going to talk about how love, hate, and loyalty feed into our book club book, which is Warm Bodies by Isaac Marion. In this story, he shows us how love, hate, and loyalty can come into basically any situation, from Romeo and Juliet to a book about zombies. I don't know how that's possible, but let's get into our talking points. Josh, do you want to start?
Yeah, so in our book, there's a quote that says, "I am dead, but you bring me back to life." So basically, he's a zombie. Our main character, Art, is a zombie, and he starts off wanting to eat humans, but when he eats a specific human, Perry, who is a not even significant character of the story.
Really? Is this true? Yeah.
And so, after he eats his brains,
he stuffs R it in starts, his pocket.
Stuffs it in his pocket for later, goes back to the airport, and he's like, "You know, I'm kind of hungry," and he eats his brains. And when he eats his brains, he starts getting memories back.
And so it's the only way he can feel human again, yeah.
Exactly.
And well, I really think we need to go back how he kidnapped a woman.
Oh, yeah, and then he did kidnap a woman. And,
well, he saved her from the other zombies.
This woman is Perry's former lover. So I think that's a significant part in the story about love and hate and loyalty.
So during this, after he brings her to the airfield, she's stuck on a plane for how many days?
Like a week?
A week. Couple
weeks,
yeah,
a couple weeks.
That's a long time.
Yeah, it is a long time. So, during this time, he has to go out, scavenge for food, but then
They start actually bonding.
Yeah,
and getting
bonding.
To know each other.
And they start getting to know each other.
And she starts to trust him a lot.
Yeah.
And so when she wants to go back, R feels heartbroken because he really connected with her and started getting feelings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And in Romeo and Juliet, we see this when Romeo and Juliet get married. They're with each other for a short period of time. But then when he is exiled from the city, and they're torn apart, and he feels heartbroken. So, when he finds out Juliet died in quotations, he comes back and then kills himself because
he wants to be with his lover.
Exactly. Yeah. So.
So.
Some could say he was heartbroken.
So basically, what you're saying is he's so heartbroken, he's trying to spend extra time with her. We're bringing her to the city type deal. And then on the way there? Yeah. They start bonding even more, and eventually he starts getting like he likes her. But so after they spend that amount of time together, she goes back into the city. And he's so lonely that he finds a way back in there. And then,
well, I really think we need to come back to the point that they were staying at a house, and Julie got a phone call from her father, and then she said, "You need to come back." But she, along the way, made memories with him and had mementos.
Yeah,
so basically it turned into it wasn't just, "Oh my gosh, he's just like my protector." It's like these are memories I made with you. I like you as a friend. Mm-hmm. And later on in the story, they become more than friends, and they become
more than friends.
Yeah, they become a couple, and they actually love each other. And I really think that's the point, how he is not living. He is he's not human, but she still finds it in her heart, she has compassion for him.
Mm-hmm.
And I really think that's the main part of our story. And I think that's a good point where we should leave off this podcast. Thank you, everyone.
I want to add something really quickly.
Yeah, me too.
That, in real life, I think that's one of the most important things when before getting into a relationship. Really get to know the person. Don't rush anything at all.
Make sure they are the one.
Yeah.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to our podcast. We'll see you next time.